Greetings, everybody. I think my experience is that if you feel down, come to Sabbath services, and you'll get picked up, and that's the way it always is. And certainly, you feel that today, there's a certain energy among God's people, brethren, that is a real blessing. I want to go into today a rather obscure prophecy that maybe you haven't thought very much about, but it is rather interesting, brethren, because it is a now prophecy. The things that you see happening on the world stage probably dovetail very, very much so with this prophecy. Now, the one I'm talking about, brethren, is Zechariah the 11th chapter. And I'm going to title this The Bands Prophecy. The Bands Prophecy, B-A-N-D-S. Now, what on earth is that? Well, let's go through and hit a few highlights here, brethren. And we'll pick up on this because the Church of God, brethren, does have a more sure word of prophecy. It really does. God uses his church to proclaim the truth, but to also be a sort of a watchman in the end of the age, to warn the world of impending things that are absolutely coming, brethren. The prophecies of the Bible were written down so many, many millennia ago, most of them, and yet they are very pertinent. They are now prophecies, and they are taking place as we speak. And that, brethren, is an inspiring thing in many ways because it shows us that God absolutely has a message for today. He absolutely does. And there's a couple of things talking about this very issue in the World Ahead update. But anyway, brethren, let's go to Zechariah 11 again, verse 7. We read here, Zechariah 11, verse 7, says, I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. Now, what on earth is that talking about, brethren? It can be talking about two or three different things, talking about either Israel's people prior to captivity, or it can be talking about the church. It can be talking, you know, in a dual sense about various things. But the point to be made here, brethren, is it says, continuing as we read, and it took, and I took to me two staves, or two staves, you know, like staffs, I guess you could say, in his hand. He was illustrating something. The one staff is called beauty, and the other staff is called bands, two different staffs, and they represent two different things. In the ultimate sense, brethren, that staff called beauty represents a coming together again of Israel in the kingdom of God, being ruled by David, of course, David being the chief prince among them. But again, that staff of beauty, it's going to be a beautiful thing because God's people will yet again come together. The Israelites will come together. But in this day and age, brethren, they're not together. They've been scattered. We've been suffering the effects of something that took place in 926 BC, way back when, which was when Rehoboam and Jeroboam decided to split the kingdom in two. And since that time, brethren, they've been separated. They've been separated into at least two national countries or configurations. But even that, brethren, we see the Israelite nations of today are separated even more so into many, many nations, individual entities. But what they do today, brethren, they have formed what is known as a Western alliance in this age. There have been alliances among the Israelite nations of the West, and it served them quite well because they have been able to defend themselves against antagonistic enemies and so on and so forth, especially in the last 100 years or so. And so it's rather interesting to see that. Now, that can be a representation, brethren, of the other staff, which is bands. They make deals, they make alliances, they come together in this age, but they don't take it to the other level of being one nation again in the kingdom of God. Now, what does that have to do with today? What are we talking about today, brethren? If you've been watching your news, I'm sure you have, that very late Friday afternoon, our time, and that would have been going into Friday morning Iranian time or the Middle East time, we saw a major event take place on the world stage. Some gentleman known as Qassem Soleimani, who apparently it was the leading terrorist in the world. The Iranian administration, brethren, it is unlike other terrorist organizations because it's a national terrorist organization. It's not, you know, just a bunch of guys that get together and say, we're going to foment terror. No, it's driven by a national presence, which is Iran. And this man has been responsible for so much terror, destruction, and mayhem in the Middle East that is amazing. And of course, I'm sure that people like that, they think, well, we can get away with anything. Well, actually, he didn't get away with it anymore because the United States government decided to take him out, and he no longer is. So the number one general of the Iranian army has been taken out. And that can have immense implications. Interesting. If you're watching the news, the protests that took place across the Middle East, and I don't know, brethren, many of them were probably staged because a lot of the people over there do not like their leaders. They don't like who leads their country, especially in Iran. They don't like the leadership. And so they have to round up people to stage a protest so the cameras can catch them and say, well, look at these people are really upset. You know, they're not really upset. They're just paying them money to go protest. But the point is, in those protests, three interesting things were very evident. I'll tell you what they were. The United States flag, the British flag, and the Israeli flag. Three brothers in the end of the age, sort of bound together again. We see that happening, brethren. We see that beginning to take place, and it probably will be short-lived. But again, we can read, brethren. I want to go over here very quickly because we're running out of time in Micah, the fifth chapter. People think, well, you know, the end is here and Israel's going to go down and be no more. Well, that's true. But when will that happen? It could be a short time, brethren, where we are seeing again the emergence of an alliance between the Israelite brothers, the United States, specifically Britain, and also Israel. They seem to be pulling together in the face of the threats in the Middle East, for one, for sure. When that happens, brethren, as long as God allows it to happen, here's what takes place in Micah the fifth chapter, verse 7. Look at this. It is a power on the world stage, but it's not going to last. Verse 7, the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people. The remnant of Jacob, that's our time, brethren. The remnant of Jacob, the last stage of the Israelites in the age, in this 6,000-year age. That's where we're at. And so it says, the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people. It's true, they are all over the world. They've got countries all over the world. And as dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarries not for man, nor waits for the sons of men. Verse 8, the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles. How true that is. How true. Australia is off in the in the Orient there. And so it's among the Gentile nations. It says here, in the midst of many people, as a lion. Well, that's what you saw basically 2 days ago, using that immense military power to take out an enemy like that. And it kind of just stunned the world because they were saying they're not supposed to act like that. They're supposed to be meek and mild and just let everybody else walk all over them. Brethren, when they really get it together, the U.S., Britain, Israel and the descendants of the lost sheep of the house of Israel are a power that nobody can stand against. And that's what these prophecies are talking about. But it doesn't last too long, really. it could be very short-lived, because as we go down through this prophecy, I can't read the whole thing, but it says in verse 10, the end is not good, because we come into the great tribulation. And these nations that we have power over right now are going to flip that, and they are going to become powerful and dominate for a short period of time. It says in verse 10, it shall come to pass in that day, says the Eternal, I will cut off your horses or your war horses or machines out of the midst of you, and I will destroy your chariots or your tanks. I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. Brethren, there are many, many prophecies that are coming to the fore right now. And as you watch them take place, as you watch them begin to come together, we can see that things are really starting to happen. That Brexit thing, that's to happen on the 31st of January. It begins then. And people are very, very worried, because this could implode the European Union. But what replaces the European Union, brethren? Scary stuff. Sobering stuff. Brethren, we are living in a unique time period of all time periods that have ever existed. It is time, brethren, to really get ready, because Jesus Christ, he's never late, is he? He's never late. He's on time. And brethren, he's going to come back on time. And it looks like, brethren, it's going to be sooner than we really do think.